Hello and welcome to the Work Like a Laker podcast. I'm Megan Rickson, and today I'm joined by Brian Bosick. Hello, Brian.
Hi, Megan. How's it going?
I'm great. How are you?
Good, good. I am excited today that we get to talk about breaking out of a rut.
Yes.
So whether you find yourself struggling to find motivation to study for one of your classes, find the energy and enthusiasm to narrow down your career path, or you just can't seem to keep putting the finishing touches on a resume to apply for that job that you need to find, we hope this podcast is helpful for you today.
Absolutely. So let's start with the basics. Dictionary.com.
Good deal.
What does this phrase mean? Stuck in a rut. So dictionary.com tells us it means in a settled or established habit or course of action, especially a boring one. Right?
Ouch.
And I think we all have some nice experience with the pandemic of maybe feeling in a rut.
And absolutely.
It could get a little boring.
Yes.
Yeah.
Stuck in a boring routine.
Yes. Right?
Well, if you had to guess, Megan, and this is somewhat unfair because I know the answer to this, but where do you think this phrase comes from?
So the first thing that comes to my mind is like a car.
Okay.
Like stuck in a ditch that it can't get out of. But now that I'm saying that, I'm thinking maybe it goes back farther than that.
Okay.
Like a wagon stuck in the dirt.
Did you cheat?
No.
Oh, really?
I didn't.
Okay, good. That's exactly it.
Is
right?
It?
Yes, that's totally it. Yes, so wagon wheels, right? So wagon wheels, they said, as they made their own path, right, would create these huge divots over time that would be called ruts. And
yes.
At some point, the path became impassable. And
yeah.
So you'd be stuck in a rut.
Oh, my gosh.
Well
great.
Done. Yes. So
we started this off on such a high note.
We did.
I'm feeling so good.
This is great. Your education paid off, Megan.
Amazing. Okay. So before we talk about, you know, the important part, how you break out of this rut that your wagon wheel is stuck in, we first want to talk about maybe how you even identify if you're in one.
Because
sometimes
great.
That can be hard. So Brian and I are going to share 6 signs that you can help to identify when you're in a rut, but then 10 tips, we made sure it was weighted that way, to help you bust out of it. So sign number 1 is that you want to try something new or you want to be creative, but you just can't find the energy to do either.
Sign number 2, you daydream a lot. You daydream about the past, about the future, or sometimes just an alternate reality because you want to get out of what you're in right now.
Number 3, you keep checking things off your to-do list, but it still doesn't feel like you're getting much done, and there isn't really any enjoyment from what you're getting done.
Sign number 4, your days blend together, and you find up that you wake up every day, and it's a Tuesday or pick your bad day for yourself,
right.
But it is the same day over
yeah.
and over again.
I think Tuesday's a good one.
I do too.
It's not quite hump day. It's not Monday. Where maybe you're feeling refreshed from the weekend. Yeah, that's a toughie.
You still have a long week ahead.
You still got the whole weekend. Number 5, by the time that you do have free time and have the opportunity to do something new or interesting, you're just too tired to try anything.
And number 6, you find that you've been ignoring your physical and your mental health, and that if somebody asked you how you were doing, your honest answer would probably be like, meh.
Yes.
And that's really where you're at.
Right. I heard this term flying around the internet kind of toward the end of the summer, the languishing.
Yes,
right?
I've heard that too.
Meh, languishing, where you're just not really thriving. You're not maybe totally depressed, but maybe somewhere in the middle.
You're kind of existing.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Exactly. This kind of feels like a rut.
It does.
So hopefully, maybe as you were listening to those 6 signs, you maybe saw yourself in 1 or 2 or 3 or 6 of them. So now let's get into the tips. Let's
Absolutely.
Break out of the rut, Brian. Let's do it. So number 1 is accept the situation, accept reality, acknowledge that you're stuck. That's always the first step, is just the acknowledgement that you're feeling this way, so that then you can start to have compassion for yourself and realize that it happens to all of us. We all have these points in our lives. Maybe once a day we feel this, but mm-hmm. certainly there are like periods throughout our life where it could be, you know, a little more extended. I was trying to think of an example for myself, and I get in a rut with what I'm cooking.
Oh, that's a good example.
Often.
Yeah.
Where we just end up making the same meals every week because it's kind of easy, makes my grocery shopping easy, you know exactly what to buy. But, you know, I can acknowledge this.
Yeah.
That we are in this dinner rut. So hopefully now I can do something about it.
That's great. That is an excellent example. And I remember reading about this, that it's so easy to happen, right? You're 5 weeks in, you're like, oh my,
yes.
Every week has been the same. And how did I cook the same?
Mm-hmm. Right.
Exactly.
Yes.
So our tip number two after acknowledgement is to create a vision or a goal for what you might want to work toward. And you can do this a couple different ways. This could be something for a specific class. It could be you're saving up to go on a vacation. This could be a vision of your life after graduation. But regardless, whatever that vision, that goal is, find a way to make it real. So you can visualize it in your head and try to add as much detail as you want. We'll put a couple links after this podcast kind of in the podcast link so you can kind of find resources for that.
Yes.
You can write it down. Just brainstorm, put it all on paper about what this looks like. Or, you know, Megan, I think we've talked about this before, vision boards.
Mm-hmm.
So if anybody's ever done a vision board, you can basically either, if you have magazines, go for it.
You can do the old school way.
You can do the old school way.
Actually kind of nice.
Or you can go online, look at images. Any image that kind of pertains to what this vision is, just put it down, paste it on a document, remind yourself of what that is.
Right. Let it inspire you.
Absolutely.
And get you excited, because that feeling, that like reigniting of passion, I feel like is one of the biggest pieces that can help you to move forward.
Absolutely. And sometimes you forget that it isn't there, right? Until you have that feeling.
Right.
Agreed.
Exactly. Tip number three is to then assess that vision, assess that goal. And you can do this by starting to kind of break it down into those manageable pieces. So maybe you have that vision board with all the lovely pictures of the beach where you want to end up, but getting there is going to take maybe, you know, a better budget every month. How are you going to save money? What are you going to sacrifice in order to do that? And then maybe you start getting to the fun stage of how you're going to actually plan it and figure out where you're going to go and who you're going to go with and how all of that is going to happen. But each of those little steps can help you feel like you're making progress toward that goal rather than, I mean, of course, you want to be inspired by the vision board, but taking these, you know, kind of bite-sized chunks helps to actually move forward rather than doing it all at once. And I think even, you know, to kind of apply it to career, an internship search can often feel that way. Your goal, your vision, I know I want an internship, but it can seem super overwhelming. So why not break it up into some of those smaller steps? Like maybe you start by talking to fellow students who have interned, then you work on your resume, then you're looking in Handshake, right? There's all these small steps that don't have to feel like these huge insurmountable things, but will definitely help you move forward.
Absolutely. I think that's great. And then suddenly you realize you're making progress.
Yes.
Exactly.
Yes.
Well, our fourth tip, and really tied into that, is discover something new about yourself. Right. Take a time. If this is the opportunity to take, maybe you've wanted to learn to dance. There's books you've been putting off. There is a language you've wanted to learn. Engage your brain and your interests in new ways. And what typically happens is our brains tend to create like patterns of how we solve problems. If we add something new, we engage like a new hobby, a new habit, we bust out of that and we see creative new ways to solve problems and new solutions. So engaging your brain in new ways can be a great way to do that.
Absolutely. Awesome. So tip number five is to break away from perfectionism. And, you know, this is an easy rut to get into in feeling like everything always has to be perfect. And it can be a great way to maybe be successful if you're always pushing yourself to do your best. Like, of course, that's not really what we're talking about. But, you know, focusing too much on something can kind of lead to that paralysis by analysis.
Love it.
Yes.
Yes.
Yes. Sometimes like resumes can be an example of this. Mm-hmm. Like you're trying so hard to have every single word be so perfect that you don't ever end up sending the resume out.
Oh, Yeah, good point.
For an actual person to read. Right. You're never sending it to someone because you're constantly perfecting it. You know, of course, you want it to be in really good shape and you know where to go. All of you listening, come to the Career Center for help with that. But you can, you know, start sending it out there. Then you're getting feedback. You're breaking away from that kind of paralysis of feeling like things need to be perfect. Yeah. And that can kind of help in that way, too. Is there anything else with that one, Brian?
No, I think that yeah. is perfect. Yeah, yeah. I think just giving yourself that freedom to kind of not be perfect, and suddenly you find yeah. that you're making progress.
And it relates to like trying something new, right? Like
exactly.
Breaking it down into manageable pieces too. Yeah. These exactly. all kind of are interconnected.
They start to flow together.
Yes.
Right. And for our sixth tip, and really similar to kind of trying something new, add a little impulsivity. And this might be the parent part of me speaking, but measured impulsivity, right? Thoughtful impulsivity. But this can be really helpful to jumpstart something new. Mm-hmm. There's a couple ways you could do this. This could be saying yes to meeting friends, signing up for a weekend away, visit a city that you've always thought about, apply for a job that you thought you never had a chance for, right? That maybe yeah. I'm so not qualified. Well, give it a try.
Right.
Right. And see what happens with that. Explore a new part of the city. Engage in a volunteer opportunity you've wanted to do for such a long time. But just trying something new and successful completion of a new task or a new thing gives you confidence. Mm-hmm. And it could help you break out of that rut. It could ignite that passion and kind of get you going again.
Right. So, you know, pay attention to those little voices in the back of your head saying, oh, I should try that. But yes. then you like shoot it down.
That's right? right.
Pay attention more to when those little thoughts come up, or when you're scrolling through Instagram and you see something like, oh, there's this event coming up, or I've never tried that before. I see my friend doing that. I'm going to go try it.
Exactly.
And be a little impulsive.
Yes.
Yeah.
And if you're busy at the time, write it down somewhere, right? Like, ooh, this is my yes. list of new things yes. to try. Because sometimes we get distracted and we forget, what was that? So write right. it down so you've got a list. And then when you're ready, jump into
there
something
you go.
On that list.
Add it to the vision board.
Vision. Yes. We keep happen. Coming back to the vision. Exactly.
Yes. Good. Okay. So tip number 7 then, for adding a little impulsivity, why not throw in a little competition as
like
well?
That combination.
And, you know, competition with yourself can be pretty effective.
It can.
Because, I mean, it goes back to goal setting. So maybe it's with sleep, right? So this week, I will work to get at least 7 hours of sleep a night. I'm going to track that. So I'm keeping myself accountable. If I don't do well one night, I'm going to compete with myself the next night, kind of a thing, right? Maybe it could be a competition with someone else. For example, you have a goal of getting outside more and walking or hiking, whatever it is. So maybe you're setting some goals and competing with a friend of how many miles you're going to walk or hike in a week or a month, whatever that is. But that little bit of competition can, I think, really help to spur you on.
Excellent. And as you are doing that, our 8th tip, don't forget about your self-care. And with that, we mean it's important to look for ways to refresh your body and your mind. So you can do this really simple ways, right? So mindless relaxation. If you're always on the goal, what are the ways that you kind of relax and take a break? Mm-hmm. Take a break from difficult projects that you're working on. Let your mind refresh. There's a lot of knowledge behind the statement, sleep on it, look at it in the morning. Right. Let yeah. your brain reset yeah. and see creative new ways to approach a situation. Take time off when you feel burned out. Engage in the exercise that works for you. Mm-hmm. Time with loved ones and friends. Keeping a regular kind of balanced meal schedule and just getting plenty of sleep on a schedule. Mm-hmm. So just some of those basic things. If you feel like your mind and your body's exhausted, maybe don't hit all these at one time. Choose one or two and see if you can jump into those.
Right. Yeah. I like that of choosing one or two, because hearing you say that, that almost can make you more stressed out.
Like, oh,
I have to get just the right amount of sleep and eat perfectly and get regular exercise and all of that. No. Start small.
Start small. It would be almost impossible to hit the reset button on yourself in one day yes. and be like, today I sleep, eat, and work out every single day. You're right. It doesn't exactly. usually work that way.
Exactly. And have time for my friends and everything else. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Right.
And then
right.
you're back to exhausted.
Exactly. Exactly. And you're feeling stuck again. Okay. Tip number 9 is to approach things realistically. So be honest with yourself about what you actually can get through in a day, what those real goals should be. Focus on what you can control rather than, you know, kind of all the things that are swirling around you. I feel like the pandemic was a great example of this. So much of our lives were out of our control. We weren't even allowed to go places. But that doesn't mean you can't take control of kind of the day-to-day things that you're doing. And as long as you're realistic, like, yeah, my productivity is going to look very different when I'm in quarantine than, you know, when things are opening up and I'm able to get out there more. So focus on what you can control, what you can change, and then, you know, let the rest of it go.
Absolutely. Well said.
Thank you.
You're welcome. And our 10th tip, and almost going back to our very first one. So there's acceptance tied in with that.
Mm-hmm.
Know when it's more than a rut.
Yeah.
Right? If you've tried some of these things and you can't bust out, acknowledge that. And at that point, talk to your family, talk to your friends, talk to those that know you well that also can tell that something's off.
Mm-hmm.
I'd even give a plug here. You know, if you have questions, you can always schedule an appointment with the counseling center,
yes.
Right? To talk to somebody and see, like, is this... am I in a rut? Is this more than a rut? And what can I do to bust out? And mm-hmm. We'd be glad to help you there with that too.
Mm-hmm. And I know the Counseling Center's website had some great tools and things related to mental health and this topic as well.
Yes, we've given, you know, as we talked about self-care, you can go to that website and check out videos on visualizations,
yeah.
Art therapy, all goal setting, you name it. So yes, that's a great resource as well.
So go be impulsive right now after listening to that podcast and try one of those.
That's right. Don't try them all, but try one.
Yes,
maybe
balance.
Two.
Balance, exactly. Good. Okay, well, this was a fun discussion.
It was.
Glad we got to cover a bunch of tips to kind of break out of this. Hopefully those of you listening can pick just, you know, one or two. Don't feel overwhelmed by the whole list. Pick the ones that make sense for you based on what rut you feel like you're stuck in and how you, you know, best can get out of that. So,
and if one doesn't work,
yeah,
go to the next one, right?
Next
it,
one.
It is not a perfect science. So if you find that, hey, I've tried two of these and it's not kicking in, well,
yes.
That's okay.
Yes, absolutely. Great advice. Good. So of course, all of the sources we've talked about, everything that we're mentioning, we will link in the show notes. So be sure to check those out. And just thank you so much to everyone for listening. And we hope you tune into a future episode soon.